This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du. I am walking here in Ashley Reservoir with another dear friend of mine whose name is also Omar. So I think all the Omars ask good questions. So he's asking me a question. He said, I guess a time comes in your life where your contemporaries, your elders, and so on, they would have passed on. And you are kind of left alone. So what does that feel like? So I said to him that I'm getting there. I'm getting there myself because, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus without hisab. Both my parents have passed away, and my wife's parents. And of course, almost all of my teachers have passed away. And also now, for a while now, actually, some of my contemporaries, which is people I went to school with, some people who were younger than me. Ms. Wulfi, for example, who was in his 40s, and Afzal, who was my student, and alhamdulillah went up to the level of ADG, Assistant Director General of Police in Bhopal. And that is the sound of the jet blast of a phantom, because you are in the flight path of an airbase. So that was the jet blast of Phantom, because you are in a flight path of near an airbase. So Sayyid Zafar, my school friend, who passed away, several years ago, around 2010 or something, Bertis Warras, very, very dear friend of mine, one of my dearest friends, she passed away. And many others. So I'm trying to see what's the best way to answer Robert's question. And I think the best way, at least that I can think of right now, is to draw a parallel from what we are seeing here, which is a scene of passing away, which can and should be a reminder for us. The scene of fall of autumn. The Americans have a way of saying things very directly. They don't say autumn, and where you are left to
kind of now guess what is the meaning of autumn. What does what happens in autumn? So if you are in America, they don't call it autumn, they call it fall. So no need to guess. Fall is fall. And fall is only one way, which is downwards. So the thing to therefore remind myself is that how does it feel? Well, I think it's a combination of two things. One is that it's whenever I think about these people, I have, alhamdulillah, beautiful memories and that are associated with them and my time with them. And some of them are not, I mean, not everything memory is beautiful. There are some memories which are beautiful, there are some memories which are difficult. Maybe in the case of some people, he would say, well, I wish I did not have that memory. And to a great extent, that depends on what I would have given importance to in my life, in my relationship, in my interactions, because we only remember what we give importance to. So if you have in a relationship, if you are focusing on being critical and finding fault and, you know, all that kind of stuff, which happens a lot more than we would like it to happen, because we allow it to happen. It's a quite a, I would say, tragic human tendency to remember and recall the negative more than the positive. Because in any relationship, there will be negative and positive, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it like that. And He gave us the choice of what to do with it. So what we should do with the negatives is to learn the lessons. And then forget the data, forget the incident. Learn the lesson, take the lesson, and forget the incident. Because the incident is obviously unpleasant. And if you are super critical and you want to remember every little thing that happened to you, well, guess what? A time will come when you will be left with your memories. And all those memories will be negative. Now, that is not something that I would want to wish on anyone. So, choice is ours. Here is one goose who had the same issue with her feather. This one feather sticking out. Now this goose is waiting for a man who comes here in the morning and feeds her. It's strictly illegal. They are not supposed to do it. But people do these things. But the goose is waiting for him. That's the reason why she is here alone. And that's a beautiful reflection of the sun. So this is the story. The thing is, what do you choose to remember? So how does it feel to be without your friends and so on? I would say that I'm not without my friends. I'm just with them in a different way. They are there. They are with me. Every time I go into the wild, in the bush, in the forest, I remember three people as if they are walking with me. Nawab Nazir Yazak, Uncle Rama, and Bertie Forrest. Literally as if they were walking with me. And I guess in a way they are, in terms of my memories. They're not walking with me literally, obviously, but in terms of the times we lived together, what we did, what we liked. In the case of Uncle Rama and all, actually all three of them, we
went through some situations in the forest which were dangerous.
But alhamdulillah, we faced the danger, we lived to tell the tale.
The lessons I learned from them are all alive. And again, the message is this, that it's what I choose to keep alive. And that same thing applies to every single one of us. What do we choose to keep alive? As I said before, and at the risk of repetition, we tend to keep the negative alive and we tend to forget and ignore the positive, which is regrettable. I'm going to try and get a close-up of these birds. There are a few gulls. We are not too far from the sea here. We are probably... How far away do you think we're from sea?
Not too far.
Because the seasons... If you go to Connecticut, if you go to New London, and Groton, that's the sea. It's a Long Island Sound. And if you get out of Long Island Sound, you are on the Atlantic. So we are not so far from the sea. So these gulls to come here is not unusual in terms of distance, but it's unusual in terms of the fact that they choose to come here. There's the alarm call of the geese, and the gulls decide to listen to them. But then they realize that there is really nothing to fear because we are not trying to harm them in any way. So they land back there, and we did one of. So memories, and that's why I think that my message to myself and to all of you is, choose your memories. Choose your memories very carefully, because a day will come when that is all that you will be left with. Your memories. And if you want to be left with a lot of painful memories, that's your choice. But if you want to be left with a lot of beautiful memories, that is also your choice. And that's irrespective of who the people were involved. You will get both. You will get memories that you would be happy about because of the learning. And there will be memories that you will not be happy about. What we choose to keep is up to us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the wisdom to take from life all the positive that He sends us and to leave behind the negative that's sometimes it comes covered in. And I want to end with the hadith where Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, and he finished making Jannah. He said, go take a look at it. So Jibreel went and took a look at Jannah and came back, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what do you think? And of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. So these are all conversations for us to run. So Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rab, it is so incredibly beautiful that not a single person will miss getting in there. Every single man and jinn that you created will be in there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will surround it with makari, with temptations, all kinds of temptations. And then Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rab, if you do that, then I fear that not a single one of them will be able to enter Jannah. And indeed, that is the reality, because Rasulullah said, you would get into Jannah only by the grace and mercy of Allah, not by your deeds. So none of us is exempt from or free from or protected against the makari, against the temptations of this life. The key is to try to keep ourselves safe from it by
ensuring that our environment is free from them, which means the first thing you do as far as temptation is concerned is not be brave and fight, but run like hell. Run like hell. Run away. There is nothing shameful or cowardly about running away from Jahannam. So, run away. And the second thing that we can do and we should do, if despite our efforts we do fall into it, which happens, and which can happen more than once, is immediately without delay, make istighfar and tawbah. This is the thing that distinguishes and distinguished our father and mother, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, from shaitan, from Iblis. Because they immediately made istighfar and tawbah. They said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Whereas Iblis said, give me time. Anzirni ila yawmi ba'asum. Said, give me time until the day of judgment. So anyone who is doing something wrong and procrastinates and delays and thinks or imagines or says that they have time, and one day, someday, when I am old, when I have done Hajj, when I have done this, when I have done that, I will make istighfar and tawbah, he is following the path of Iblis. And there is no guarantee that that day will come. And then Allah said, Jibreel alayhi salam, and said, go look at Jahannam. And Jibreel alayhi salam went, and he looked at Jahannam and he came back. He said, Ya Rabbi, it is so terrible, so fearful, so fearsome. Not fearful, so fearful, so fearsome, so terrible, that not a single person, no jinn, no human being will ever do anything to it in there. And that's what Allah said, I will surround it with shahawat, with base desires. And Jibreel Salam said, Ya Rabbi, if you do that, then not a single one of them will escape it. Every single one of them will be in Jahannam. And once again, we rely on the immense forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. Where he said, Ya ibadiyal, qul ya ibadiyal ladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'ah. Innahu huwal ghafur rahim. Allah said, O my slaves, who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of forgiving, most merciful. Truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgive all sins. And truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of forgiving, most merciful. So I remind myself and you, let us remember the good things from our lives, experiences, relationships, people, friends, and forgive them and forgive ourselves for whatever is negative. Take the lesson, leave the story, and continuously and constantly keep seeking the mercy of Allah. Run away from everything which is haram and towards the mercy of Allah by seeking His forgiveness and by repenting. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. بَرَكَاتُهُ.